Canary Wharf on the Isle of Dogs is one of London's two business districts, and boasts many a majestic bank tower. They loom in the distance from views all along the Thames in London. The site in East London was developed by Canadian firm Olympia and York in the 1980s and 1990s. Almost 100 acres of the area is owned by Canary Wharf Group. Any vehicle that tries to enter is stopped by security guards at a sort of checkpoint Charlie and searched before it's allowed to pass. It has always struck me as strange, since people can walk freely into the area or enter by boat, bicycle, bus from the Docklands Light Railway or the Tube without any kind of check at all. The area is pure dystopian science fiction, a postmodern site littered with arcane reference to its historical past as part of the East India docks, where shipments arrived by boat from all over the world before it was shut down in the 1980s. The roadblocks are manned by people I think of as the Wharfians, in my mind a caste of people set apart from the rest of us by the weight of their own self-importance and their symbolic role as the workers' protector. Their presence gives workers in the wharf a certain smug cachet. Just by virtue of the fact that they exist, they kind of set up an us-and-them type of scenario. Here we are, the important people, working inside the perimeter, while all those outside are somehow potentially lesser or not quite as important because, you know, they might not get in, and they're outside. So it's all sort of an illusory kind of environment, a fake dystopia. Today, as I re-entered the perimeter from a walk I took at lunchtime, outside, down a step of case of stairs to look at some barges and waterfowl and water itself and wander around, one of the Wharfians asked me upon my return if I was taking pictures of them, because I was taking pictures with my BlackBerry. I said no. And I didn't tell him that I hadn't taken a picture of him and that I had just been taking pictures of the roadblock. I was also trying to get a shot of a black plastic thing they run over the handle of the vehicles that they stop, which reminds me of the bomb detectors that Newsnight discovered were just radio aerials that detected absolutely nothing, and people were buying and selling these things at great expense, and they were actually endangering many different people because they had no functional capabilities. So when I told the guard I hadn't taken a picture of them, he demanded to take my BlackBerry and look at the pictures on it. I said no. The Wharfian said to me, "You can't take pictures," and I said, "You can't tell me not to, and you can't take my BlackBerry." And I put it in my pocket. He wanted to know what I was doing there in the wharf. And I flashed my staff pass at him. And I said, "I'm a journalist, and I work here," and I kept going. I think I also said, "And I take pictures." I knew they would catch up with me, that they wouldn't just let it rest. And sure enough, a while later, a Wharfian came up behind me, saying, "Excuse me, excuse me." I let him say it a few times before I responded. He said, "I hear you've been taking pictures." I said, "Yes, I have." He wanted to know what I was doing in Canary Wharf and who I am and why I was taking pictures. I turned to him and I said, "You tell me what you're doing here and who you are. How is it that you pursue a woman walking alone along the street in such an aggressive manner?" I said, "Do you have a badge number or a name?" He told me I wasn't allowed to take pictures. I argued that I'm on camera in that area 24/7, so I didn't think he had any grounds to refuse me the right to film. Also, I pointed out that anyone could take a picture of the Wharfians without them knowing from a car or on the road or even a building nearby. I ended up showing him my press pass because I didn't want to get frisked, and he did end up looking quite sheepish. Is it legal to deny people the right to take pictures?